Reporting center.
Yes, this is Dodge County Sheriff's Department, Fremont, Nebraska.
Yes, sir.
We've had several reportings of UFOs in the area of the east part of Dodge County, which would be by Arlington, Nebraska. And one of our deputies has an object in sight 3 miles east of Fremont, and the object is northeast of him with red and green lights. They've also observed the object over by Woodcliff, which would be in Saunders County, with a glow around it. Just advising you.
Okay, sir. Well, we appreciate that very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Yes, this is the UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Yes.
We understand you're seeing things in the sky over there tonight.
Not our office. Dodge County is.
Strictly Dodge County area?
I think so. Just a minute.
Can you advise your public service number? Okay, Southern.
Okay, you can contact Dodge County by calling.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Yes, this is the UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Yes.
Are you the gentleman we talked to before?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, what's the standing of those objects that were seen by your deputies? Are they still stationary?
They're still in the area, and they're observing him now.
Uh-huh.
And from what I can gather, they have red, white, and green lights rotating, you know, off and on.
Okay, now, are these stationary objects?
As far as I know, they haven't moved very much at all.
Okay, very good. Can we have your name again, sir? All right, sir, thank you very much.
And we're also trying to check with Offutt now if they've got any aircraft in the area.
Uh-huh.
And so far, I haven't got a response back from them. But the CBs are going nuts out here.
Has everyone seen stationary objects?
Well, stationary and moving. And we did have a report of one landing out here in the eastern part of the county. There's a deputy checking that out now. And so far, we don't know if it's actual or not, but...
Okay, if that is confirmed as a landing, would you let us know?
You bet.
You can call Collect if you like.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Bye.
Bye.
I have a Collect call for anyone from the Dodge County, Nebraska Sheriff's Department. Deputy speaking. Will you pay for the call?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. This is Deb calling you back. Is this the same gentleman?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We have four witnesses that observed an object come down a mile and a half south of their residence, which would be the east corner of Dodge County.
Uh-huh.
And they saw it come down, and they did not see it leave. I've had deputies out checking the area, and they can't find anything. And the rest of the objects were moving objects, but moved very slowly.
I see. Okay. Now, do you have the names of the witnesses, those who saw that come down?
Not handy with me. My deputy's still out on the road on another call right now.
Okay, will there be a possibility of getting those when he gets in?
You betcha. I can have him give you a call.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks
You're
again.
Welcome, sir. Thank you.
Bye.
This is Collect from Dodge County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office. Will you pay for the call?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It's Deputy.
Yes, sir.
Reference these people that say they saw the item come down. See, I've got four names here.
Okay.
Okay, the first one is... the second one is...
Okay.
Third one is... He lives in Kearney, Nebraska. And, see, the last one I've got doesn't have a phone number either, either at home or business listed. Do you want his name also?
Yes, please.
Okay, it's... And he's listed as Washington, Nebraska.
Okay. What did they see precisely, Mike?
They say they observed the item with flashing lights going from red, blue, and white. And they're pretty sure it came down about 2 miles directly south of where they were all at. And they just kind of watched it for a while, and they say an airplane went overhead, and all the lights on this item went out. And they never saw the lights come back on. They never saw it go up in the air or anything. I drove around out there for about an hour and a half, but it's pretty dark. I couldn't see too much on the ground.
Were they able to see any kind of an outline of this object?
No, they didn't.
No shape or anything?
No, at first they thought maybe it was somebody out in the field, and they went over to the farm where they think it was and checked with them, and there's evidently was no one out there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But we got more flashing lights going around this area, and we know what to do with it now.
But they're all stationary?
They appear to be. I watched about seven of them at one time, and about a 20-minute period, I couldn't determine if they were moving at all.
Uh-huh. Well, are most of these in the north, northeast, and east sky?
That's where I first saw them, to the northeast, and I went over to Armington and talked to the city officer over there, and while we were there, we come up with five or six of them. Two of them to the north, and rest of them all in the south.
Okay, the only reason I ask is because as the early morning, we get into the early morning hours now, there's more and more of these, what is known as magnitude one stars showing out in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the atmosphere causes these things to flash multiple colors.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering if that's what it was, but CB people up here just going nuts.
Yeah. Well, when one call goes out, you know, then everybody looks.
Yeah, we had, I listened to the CB. I couldn't get any names or anything, but there's a lot of people that claim the items came fairly close to them, and they swear up and down they weren't stars, planets, airplanes, or helicopters.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate this report.
Well,
if we come up with anything on it, why, we'll get back to you and let you know about it.
Yeah, curiosity's killing me.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, appreciate it.
Bye. Bye-bye.